During a 64-year span, Isaiah, and the name Isaiah means the salvation of Jehovah. Isaiah was God's prophet and spokesman to Judah during the reigns of Uzziah. And we just looked at Uzziah, Jotham, or we're going to be looking at Jotham this Sunday, Ahaz, and Hezekiah. During this tenure, Isaiah said more about the Messiah than any other prophet. For example, in chapter 2 of Isaiah, he predicted a coming messianic age marked by world peace, during which time the weapons of war would be turned into tools of peace and economic productivity. Chapter 7, he foretold of a virgin conceiving and bearing a son, whose name would be called Emmanuel, God with us. Later in chapters 53 and 61, Isaiah described the coming of a servant ruler who would minister in the power of the Spirit, but then give his life for his people. For the Lord would lay on him the iniquity of us all, and with his stripes we are healed. What a beautiful title, servant ruler. But the character of this coming Messiah is most clearly expressed in the portion of Scripture before us, Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 and 7. Specifically, verse 6, where Christ is described as the Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. And as we've noted before, this list of names is so comprehensive because the truth that Christ is wonderful takes care of the dullness of life. For we no longer live on the cheap substitutes, the superficial pleasures of this world. We experience true pleasure and fullness of joy. And the fact that Christ is counselor takes care of the decisions of life, for he gives us the wisdom and the direction to make right choices. I'm sure you know Proverbs 3:6. Let's say it together. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Further, the truth that Christ is the mighty God takes care of the demands of life. For through him we have the strength to be victorious overcomers. In 1 John 5:5, we read, who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. And therefore we can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Continuing, the fact that our Lord's name is the Everlasting Father takes care of the dimensions of life, for we are now part of his eternity. And since he knows the end from the beginning and never changes, we are sure that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. Then finally, the truth that our Lord's name is the Prince of Peace takes care of the disturbances of life. And how blessed it is to experience the peace of God, which protects our hearts and minds in the midst of the trials, the troubles, the disappointments of life. It garrisons our hearts through Christ Jesus. Christ Jesus, remember, is the Prince of Peace. How important it is to look unto Jesus. When things are going well, we look to him. When things are going not so well, we look to him. And so Isaiah tells us that the Lord Jesus, as his names reveal, takes care of the dullness, the decisions, the demands, the dimensions, and the disturbances of life. I think we can conclude that pretty much takes care of life. Well, this evening I want us to look at the first two names, Wonderful Counselor and Mighty God. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor. Now, this name literally translates a wonder of a counselor. But to more fully grasp this truth, we need to look separately at the words wonderful and counselor. Now, the Hebrew word for wonderful means something uncommon, something out of the ordinary. It reflects a phenomenon lying outside the realm of human explanation, that which is separated from the normal course of events, something again, that cannot be fully explained. He is so wonderful. The same Hebrew word is used in Psalm 139:6, such knowledge. And this refers to how God deals with us, how he knows us, how he understands us, is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain to it. In using this Hebrew word for Christ, wonderful, Isaiah is saying that this coming child who would be born, this son who would be given, would be a wonder, someone who cannot be humanly defined. For how can finite words, how can human understanding resolve or fully capture the infinite? It's impossible. Now, the prophet Isaiah says Christ is the wonderful counselor. And the word counselor in its historic Hebrew usage pictured a king giving counsel to his people. Micah addressed this meaning in his words to the captives in Babylon. Now, why dost thou cry aloud? Is there no king in thee? Is thy counselor perished? But centuries before Christ was born, Isaiah prophesied that God would send a counselor for the brokenhearted people of this world. And Christ did come, and he personified the kind of counseling that brings life. Jeremiah says, thy words were found, thy counsel was found, and I did eat them, and they were unto me the joy and the rejoicing of my heart. Does that not sound like life? No wonder, for Isaiah 2:3 says, he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. And how is the word described? Well, Psalm 19 says, the testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. And Isaiah 11:2 says of Christ, the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. And as Isaiah 28:29 says of the Lord of hosts, he is wonderful in counsel, excellent in guidance. When we receive his instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, equity, our simple minds gain knowledge, discretion, and understanding. We increase in learning and attain unto wise counsels, Proverbs 1. As Peter tells us, we grow in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I say, what a privilege to know the wonderful counselor as our Savior. Well, Christ's first name here is Wonderful Counselor, which means our Lord guides, which again tells us he takes care of the decisions that we need to make in life. And how many of us here have decisions to make right now? We have decisions to make every day, throughout the day. Let's cry out to our wonderful counselor. He truly is that lamp to our feet and that light to our path. Our Lord's second name is Mighty God, which tells us that Jesus is our strength as we take on the demands of life. Now, the name Mighty God comes from the compound Hebrew term El Gabar, El referring to God, and Gabar means mighty. And so Isaiah was predicting that this one whose birth he was announcing would be far more than a man because he is God, which Christ himself confirmed in John chapter 8, verse 58, when he stated, before Abraham was, I am. Meaning Christ was from eternity and was the great I Am of Exodus chapter 3, verse 14. And John says of the God fullness of Christ, John 1, verses 1 through 3, in the beginning, if you know it, say it with me, was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. Then verse 14, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. But not only is Jesus God, El, Isaiah tells us He is the mighty, the Gabor God, which means He is the God of strength and power. For He possesses hero qualities, which really translates, He is unparalleled. Deuteronomy 10:17 declares that He is the great God, mighty and awesome. And so in Isaiah's thinking, this coming child and son would not only be blessed with the power of God, he would be the God of power. And Isaiah prophetically spoke of the Messiah's might and power in chapter 61, beginning with verse 1, where he said, "The Spirit," quoting Christ, "the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of the vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that He might be glorified." Now, during Christ's first advent, He partially fulfilled this prophecy through His perfect life, His sacrificial death, His resurrection, and of course, all the mighty signs that He demonstrated, which all means we can trust Him to return to rule the world, which is stated in verse 7 of Isaiah chapter 9, "Of the increase of His government and peace there shall be no end upon the throne of David and upon His kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and justice from henceforth, even forever." And then the verse ends with, "And the zeal of the Lord will perform this." In other words, it will bring it to pass. Now, please understand, Isaiah's words are far more than just theological information. This divinely inspired prophecy urges you and me to see in Christ and then to respond to Christ as our mighty God. And thankfully, John 1:12 tells us how we can do that. "But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become sons of God, even to them that believe on His name." Friends, this one whose birth we are once again celebrating is our wonderful Counselor, whose guidance we can trust, and He is our mighty God, whose strength we can lean on. I need my Savior's counsel, and I need every day His strength, and you do too. We need His counsel, we need His strength. And please know this Jesus as your Savior and your Lord.